Well, Nick and I had an awesome 4th of July. There wasn't a lot of events we made it to, but we did check out a few things, got to enjoy some great beers, hang out with friends, do some barbecuing. But this week, it's packed. We got some cool events coming up, so get ready for this week's episode.
What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brett Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again every week. We get together to really just drink beer.
I mean, this is kind of our excuse to drink, you know. This is our happy hour every
Tuesday.
Yeah,
like, let's try a new beer every week for 85 weeks now.
And it's like, oh, we need another layer. We can't just say we're drinking.
Yeah, I guess not. Then, you know, your mom finds out, and she's like, ah, yeah, what are you doing with your life? And
oh, you're just drinking with Brad on Tuesday? You goddamn drunk, you?
At least I'm not drinking alone, Mom. Get off.
You're not my real mom.
Besides drinking, we're talking about beer, the beer events we've gone to, the alcohol events we're thinking of going to. Sometimes, usually they're beer focused, sometimes they're maybe tequila, maybe gin, sake, even though Nick hates sake.
I learned on this show that I really don't like sake.
But we may still go to try it, who knows? And like every week, we're always kicking things off with some beer as well. And we got some new stuff. You brought a growler in this week. It's dangerous when we have a growler. It does not go well.
And, you know, it's almost gone, the entire growler. So this is from Rock Bottom, Chicago, you know, right at Grand and State.
Yeah.
Right? Something like
right
that.
Off the red line right there.
Yeah, right off the red line. Grand Red Line. So this is their Summer Honey is the name of this beer. So, I mean, Rock Bottom is right downtown. They got a killer location. Their rooftop is Party Central. I love hanging out on the rooftop.
It is nice. Maybe on like a warmer day than today, you know, it's a fall July.
Yeah, the 60 degrees in July makes no sense to me. So this is a 5.5% summer ale. I mean, it's got a beautiful, like, dark golden color, right? Which I really dig.
And it's super clear, though.
Yeah. Like it's a party beer. Yeah. It's a very pretty beer. You know, it's a lot of soft notes, easy drinking, approachable, definitely malt oriented. It's almost like an English summer ale, kind of like Cross of Gold from Revolution.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of that. Like, there's not a whole lot of caramel at all, just like really clean, like and really smooth. So the guys said they have a 10 barrel system, but they've got 30 barrel fermenters, and they used about 50 pounds of honey in this.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. They use about 15 in the post fermentation, you know, like in the bright tank. But then the rest of it they use like during the brewing process.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a nice beer.
And what's the alcohol get up to with all that extra sugar in it? Is it pretty high?
No.
Really?
No. Huh. Oh, I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, I would think, like, cuz usually you throw those sugars in and they, you know, yeah, you just get a lot more alcohol out of it.
Yeah, and like very little hop presence here.
Huh. Yeah. I don't get the honeyness out of it.
Yeah,
As I drink maybe more of it, as I'm in my second glass, I start to like think honey, but I'm not like that sticky tea-like feeling.
Yes, it's somewhat sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely not overly sweet. Yeah, it's not assertive at all.
No.
It's like, it's palatable. It's very clean, very, very easy drinking.
But there is something sweet about it, just not honey sweet for some reason. But that's nice, and it's nice to see Rock Bottom always doing new things. I think the last time I was there, I think complaint by some people were like, kind of wanted like a stout, and everything was light, you know, golden ales, IPAs, and it's like, where's a brown, and where's a stout? Like, it may be like, I think it was probably May or April when I was there, so it wasn't like super cold, but it was just like, oh, we kind of want something a little different here.
Yeah, they're right, like, in the heart of, like, I guess Streeterville would be that neighborhood, maybe River North even. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I know a lot of folks visiting town are generally in that area. A lot of hotels in the area. It's, like, a couple blocks off the Magnificent Mile, that kind of thing. Yeah, so they're probably, you know, catering to, like, those lighter styles. I really like the fact that, yeah, you know, they were saying how they did their company party at Haymarket. And there's a lot of similarities between them and Haymarket. You know, like, they got a killer location, first of all, and then they never close, really, second of all. But you know, the liquid in the glass is really good. Like, it doesn't matter if you have a killer location if the beer sucks, in most cases.
Right.
And they share that as well. They're both making really good beers, and I know they've got a connection because Crowley used to brew over there.
Yeah, for like 13, 15 years, something like that.
Yeah, so I was trying to draw. We were trying to draw because Haley Shine is a brewmaster now. And then I know, like... is it Davin or Devin?
Davin
from who's at Wiseacre. He was there before Haley was.
Right.
So we couldn't draw a direct connection to Pete, but we know that those two happened after.
There was another guy in between that I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but we interviewed him on the Hopcast for like the Polar Beer Festival, and so he was there for a little bit too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, blanking on his name.
Breeding ground for some cool talent. Their assistant brewer, Ray Hernandez, is leaving to go be the head brewer at the Rock Bottom in Warrenville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're shaking things up a little bit. Haley's still the brewmaster over there.
Nice. I think people end up being assistant brewer at Chicago one because then Davin was the head brewer at Warrenville too. It's like
that makes sense. Oh, that's part of their like.
I don't know, just plan. Yeah.
Succession planning.
And
it's
go out to Lombard. It's like, oh, you train in Chicago, and then you go out to these suburban ones, and, you know, you can either stay assistant brewer and be in Chicago, or you can be a head brewer in the suburbs. What do you want to do?
Yeah. They got a lot of really cool artwork on the first level there, and it's just a lot of art inspired by some of their old brands, you know, some of the old beers that they used to make that they don't make anymore.
Did you notice last time I was there, I might have mentioned this, but how that RB Grill is gone? Remember,
because there's basically two bars on the first level.
Right. So yeah. When, at some point over the last, 10 years of Rock Bottom, they decided they needed to take half of the restaurant and turn it into this, like, upscale kind of steak house nightlife kind of thing,
kind of like a really fancy like Chili's or Fridays or something,
right? Yeah. And then about a year ago, I think that died away. Like, I don't think anyone was going there. If you're going to Rock Bottom, you're probably going for the beer. You want that fucking giant pretzel.
Yes. And I was a big fan of their nachos.
And their nachos
come
like,
on this huge platter. You're not, like almost like a pizza pan or something.
Yeah, you're not going there for like steak dinner. Yeah. Kind of thing. So I think they decided that they could use that space like they used to use it, just like kind of overflow from the bar. It's almost like a nicer bar over there now. It feels lighter and, I don't know, more welcoming.
Yeah. You go upstairs, there's a couple of private dining areas or party areas, and then you go up another level, and then there's the nice rooftop we were talking about. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cheers to those guys, man. They were very hospitable when I went there and got the growler today. So
very cool. Yeah. Sip on these, maybe finish this growler. I don't know. It's going fast, so we might be looking for something else afterwards. But how was your 4th of July? We did not have a lot of events this past week, and it was kind of like, oh, what am I going to do besides light off fireworks and do some barbecue? And
hopefully not lose any digits, right?
Right.
It was pretty chill for me, man. I had my nephews all weekend, took them to the beach, and then across the street from the beach is the McCormick Place parking lot where a lot of tailgating for the Grateful Dead show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that go? So you went there?
Yeah. So I went there. You know, I went there for a little bit. Sweetwater was there. Surprise, surprise.
Of course they were. Yeah.
Sweetwater's at a Grateful Dead, you know, happening. last shows ever apparently for the Grateful Dead. Like 70,000 people at Soldier Field, like every night.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Yeah. I'm like, come on, 70,000? That's a lot of people.
Yeah. You'll be back. That money.
Oh, and that too. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Yeah. So the Brew Bus was there and they were just tailgating, hanging out. It was a collab effort between like the Brew Bus and Dry Hop.
Okay.
And Dry Hop. Yeah. So Dry Hop made a Grateful Dead beer. You know, the funny thing is, I'm crossing this expressway at 31st Street. You know, I'm on foot walking over and I run into Bruce Durr from Tight Head.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, I'm looking at him. He's pointing. I'm pointing back. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to the Brew Bus thing. I'm like, dude, make some room. I'm hopping in, you know?
Yeah.
And I ride over there with him. And he's telling me, like, dude, this is his 31st Grateful Dead show.
All right.
You know, he's rocking the tie-dye. He's got the, you know, the
I'm sure Billy was with him, too.
No, right? Billy wasn't with him.
What?
Yeah.
Billy, like, loves fish and Grateful Dead. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like Bruce Solo. You know, and he was telling me about the Mundelein Craft Brew Fest that I didn't go to. Oh. It was up there. He was saying how long. First 2 years, it was at the brewery. And then the third year, across the street from the train tracks, there's this new, like, kind of town hall, like, civic center thing. And they moved it over there this year. I didn't know any of that because I didn't get a chance to go.
Well, it's kind of far.
It's up
and
there.
And that train doesn't run on the weekends.
Exactly. It doesn't run on Saturdays. Yeah. But, yeah, he's like a total deadhead. 31st show. He was loving it. Church Street was there. 51st Ward, whose beer we've had, they were there.
Yeah.
And the brew bus was there. So when we got there, I had a Grateful Red IPA from Middleton, Wisconsin. I'm blanking on the name. Capital.
Capital, okay.
Yeah. So we had a couple of those. And I just went around taking pictures, man. You know, the Grateful Dead folks, they're an interesting group. You know?
I think there's a 30 Rock quote from Jack Donahue, like, never follow a hippie to a second location. I hope you went in with that. Right? They could be like, here, let me show you something. And like, hey, let's go to my bus. Don't do that. One stop.
Right. So, like, you know, like, we want to go around because usually this parking lot is, like, you know, a bunch of Bears fans on Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
But here, you know, you got all these colorful.
Well, they were Bear fans because of the
Grateful Dead Bears, right? Yeah. You got like these super weird, like, colorful rainbow bears, you know. And it's like, all right, dude, I'm gonna go over here and take pictures, but two at a time. Like, you come with me. Like, no one leave on their own. You know, we're not really sure what's going.
Kidnapped by the hippies.
So we go over there, like, hey man, cool bus. Can I take a picture of it? Like, yeah, man. You know, you can go in it if you want.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's like, hey man, I want you to meet Moonshine, man. I want you to meet, you know, Sarsaparilla, man.
Sarsaparilla. Like, you're making up these names.
It's like, come on in, man. Why don't you join us, man? And we're like, no, man, I just want to take pictures, you know. Yeah. It was just a different kind of scene, man.
You could be on Moonshine's bus cruising across this great country of ours.
Trucking.
Just keep on trucking, man. You could have went to every one of these concerts afterwards. You know, man, not even ever saw the band, but you were there.
You were there, man.
Because you couldn't afford to get the tickets, but you were there.
And everybody you talk to, they all have, like, their favorite Dead show, or they've all been in, like, you know, double-digit Dead shows.
Yeah.
It was just a very interesting scene.
You could have been giving back rubs, making money.
All across, from coast to coast.
Coast to coast, yeah.
Come on, man. Just join us, man.
Just hop in, just take this pill. See what this night does.
It was fun, man. Yeah, so I did that for a couple hours, man, and I had to get out of there, man.
Okay.
You know, I went back to doing, like, you know, 11 and 13-year-old stuff with my nephews.
Okay, so, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I didn't make it much. I know we did some barbecuing. We hung out on the Hollywood Beach up there on the north side for the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, that's like the last beach, right?
Yeah.
Before the burbs.
So that was nice. We ended up getting some margaritas on the 4th.
There you go. Know,
true Americans.
That's
right
America
there.
Right there.
And then at some point, you know, you have a few beers and a few margaritas. A friend will convince you, like, let's just walk to Simon's from Hollywood Beach. And they're
you know, you get your steps in that way.
And they're like, yeah, it's not very far.
No.
And, you know, I'm on Wicker Park side over here. And it's like, man, I don't know. That's super far.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we'll just, you know, go down this street. I was not happy about this. But we made it to Simon's.
The magic happens when you get to Simon's, though.
Yeah, but then you're so thirsty and you slam a slushy, a glug slushy, in like 5 minutes after a couple margaritas and whatever other canned beers you were drinking that day. It's like, oh man, 4th of July gets out of hand quickly.
Quick.
But that's a long walk. Hollywood Beach to Simon's?
A couple miles for sure. Miles,
yeah. And then they convinced us to walk somewhere else and, yeah. I'm not, to say the truth, I'm not friends with him anymore.
And then you know what? We stopped being bros after that.
Yeah, that was it. That was too far to walk.
Great seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember this. It's not having it again. Like, ever.
So that was really the only thing I did. But, yeah, I didn't even check out any bars or any new breweries. Oh, did stop by the Goose Island Tap Room again.
Oh, right on. Anything week. Good on? Because I know they're doing like sours. They're doing some BCS stuff.
Oh, they had Blue Line on.
Okay.
That was good. I got quizzed afterwards. Like, oh, why do you like this beer?
Like on in an interview or something? Like.
Yeah, you know, the marketing people are always hanging out there. So they're trying to put together stuff. And, you know, the truth is I picked the Blue Line because it's a Pilsner. I was like, I don't want to think about this beer. It was like the first beer of my day. It was Thursday, which was kind of had Friday off.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't want to think about this at all. And then after I'm done with the beer, I get asked like, oh, how'd you like it? What did you get out of it? I was like, I drew a blank. I was like, that's not why I got the beer.
It was beer flavored beer.
It was beer. It was clear, wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Schlitz's. I went to a Schlitz event, and that was their slogan. Like, Schlitz, it's so wet.
It's so wet. Oh, my God. They had the 312 Rattler going.
Which
good.
I like.
Yeah.
I like the Rattler.
We ended up getting a growler of that to go because the Rattler had contaminated the lines, lines, because of the basil in it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, everything tastes like Rattler. I was like, well, that's not so bad. Yeah. But I wanted Rattler, so that worked out.
Yeah.
But it was busy Thursday because it was kind of everyone's Friday, so it was kind of packed.
I enjoy a good Rattler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I haven't seen the 312 Rattler around town or if they're calling it Goose Rattler or 312 Rattler.
Yeah,
or,
and then, like, I don't think this being packaged. I think it's just like a draft thing, probably.
Yeah. I would recommend, if you haven't had it, to go over to the pub and give it a try or the tap house and try it. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah. That's true.
But should we jump into this week? What we got going on? The events are picking back up. I think we have a few things to check out this week, unlike last week that was our holiday week. You know?
For sure. Yeah, let's get into it. What day should we start here?
Let's start on July 8th.
Okay, that's a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right, what do you got?
So Wiseacre, we're pretty sure that they are coming to town. Like,
yes.
In general, like, you're going to be able to find their beer maybe on the shelves or at least in other bars. There has been no, like, announcement or blog post or what distributor they're with. I haven't seen anything about this yet.
No, me either.
But they have an event on July 8th at Haymarket Pub and Brewery. It's just a Wiseacre launch. See, launch. Chicago launch.
Sounds like they're coming.
And tap takeover. So they've done an event at Haymarket a couple times. I think they did one during Chicago Craft Beer Week 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this is another chance to try a whole bunch of their beers. Everything they do is really solid. You know, like we said, David, he used to work at Rock Bottom Chicago, was the head brewer of Rock Bottom Warrenville.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what he's doing.
This is true. Yeah. I really like that Tiny Bomb that they make, which is an American Pilsner. It's pretty good.
Nice.
That's Wednesday.
Yeah. And then Thursday, the following night, is the Off Color and North Down Welcome Wiseacre Brewing. Welcome.
Oh, wow.
Welcome them to Chicago because they Chicago launch.
There you go.
Wiseacre Brewing Company is coming up to party. Off Color Brewing and North Down Cafe are just going to have a whole bunch of their beer on tap. I think Off Color and Wiseacre may be doing some beers. And, you know, Laffler's friends with David. And, yeah. So definitely get a chance to try some Wiseacre stuff either at Haymarket or at North Down.
You know, one of the first beers I had that I really fell in love with was a beer called the Birthday Cake that he made. And every time I saw him for like 2 years, I would harass him like, dude, you have to make this beer again. Like, this was one of those like moments, you know. Yeah. It's like 11.5% stout. But it was just so good. It was so good. It was like almost like a spiced stout.
Uh-huh. And yeah. I know they do cans, so we probably see their cans up here. They're doing well. They're killing it in Memphis.
Yeah.
I want to go down and check out their brewery.
Yeah.
Or brew pub. I think it's really a brew pub. But that's Wednesday and Thursday.
Right on. So then also Thursday up at, what venue is this? Oh, this is the Fountainhead up in Ravenswood. Maplewood's going to be there. So Maplewood is a brewery in Logan, and they're releasing their Lemon Drop Wheat.
I assume this brewery is probably on Maplewood Street.
Right? There is a Maplewood Street.
I lived on Maplewood for like a minute.
Yeah, this is so Lemon Drop Wheat looks like a wheat ale that's got lemon and citrus in it, along with Apollo hops, which I believe is like a German hop. like one of these new varietals of German hops, right?
Okay.
So it's an American wheat ale with those flavors in it. They've also got three other beers on tap. One of them's going to be the Creepy Ginger, which I'm hearing a lot about, which is a Belgian style golden ale with ginger root infused.
Okay.
This will be Thursday from 7 to 11 at the Fountainhead, which is up on Montrose.
All right. So when I think lemon drop, I think of the candy.
Yes.
Right. So I wonder if this is going to pack that same like pucker face quality that you get when you get a lemon drop candy.
Yeah. Like tangy and sweet and sour, like all at once.
Yeah. But
and hoppy.
I have a feeling it's just probably going to be light and refreshing.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. I had there was a lemon, a Meyer lemon pale ale. It was a Mambacu and Ale Syndicate collab last summer called Ball So Hard. And it was like, it was all those things you want in like a lemon.
Oh, pale that's ale. Cool. Okay.
Like tangy and everything.
But I haven't had these beers. I never even heard of Maplewood.
Yeah. I'm curious to know about their stuff. I've heard of them. I haven't had their stuff.
All right. If they want to come on the show and bring us some beer, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see them next week. You know, I know they listen.
I second that notion. They should come on for sure.
Yeah. So that's also Thursday. Anything else on Thursday or?
I got nothing else on Thursday. Should we slide right into Friday?
Yeah, what's happening this weekend?
All right, we got a couple of festivals that are going all weekend long. We'll start with this one up in Ravenswood. This is the Square Roots Festival.
Okay.
So Square Roots is like it's almost like you could call this event the Taste of Lincoln Square. Right, and it would apply just the same. So it's a 3-day festival where food and music and beer just kind of takes over Lincoln Avenue at Montrose all the way down a couple blocks for an entire weekend. It's a $10 suggested donation, $20 for families, and then they're bringing 17 breweries to this thing.
Jesus.
Yeah, along with like just about every restaurant in that area you can think of. On the beer side, Five Rabbits bringing 4 beers, and Finch and Founders is actually bringing 5 beers. Half Acre, Lagunitas, Metropolitan, Revolution, Penrose, Sketchbook, Salamo, 1090, like these kind of breweries.
Okay,
they're all coming to this
thing. Man, I gotta get up to Sketchbook. They still owe me a growler. Went back to my Kickstarter. They mention it every time I see them, and it's in Evanston, so it's so far away, but. Every time I hear them and get a chance to try their beer, it's always pretty solid.
Yeah, for sure. This is it's the Lincoln Square/Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So it's a craft beer and music showcase, multiple stages, just a vibrant mix of like indie rock and world music. School teachers, and they have the School of Music up there as well.
Oh, that's right.
So you'll get to experience everything that Ravenswood has to offer at this event.
And this shouldn't be confused with Square Kegs.
No. Even though Square Kegs is up there.
Yeah.
But the Square Kegs is just a homebrew club. Not just. I shouldn't say just a homebrew club.
It's just
a homebrew club.
Yeah.
Yeah, like primarily a homebrew club. But Square Roots is the event that basically showcases the entire Lincoln Square neighborhood.
In the square.
All right. Yeah.
That should be fun. That's happening... What, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday probably, or Saturday and Sunday?
No, it's happening Friday as well. So okay. Friday, 5 p.m., and then the Saturday and Sunday slots start at noon.
Oh, okay.
That's a good party. I went to that last year, had a blast. It was really good.
All right, maybe I might have to see what my calendar got on. I might have to go up there. I love hanging out in Lincoln Square.
For sure. Another event that's happening all weekend is the Windy City Smokeout.
Okay.
So this is an event I have not been to. This is going to be at Grand and the Chicago River. It's running all 3 days. So this is a little bit different because... this is a food event. It's a food-centric event where it looks like 14 breweries are going to be there. But then there's also 10 different barbecue spots, including like Gus's, world-famous fried chicken from Memphis, as well as like the Salt Lick, which Salt Lick, I believe, is in Austin.
Yeah, that name sounds really familiar.
Yeah, and then all the famous, Chicago staples that you know and love, like Smoke and Lily Q's and, Chicago Q. Those kind of things. A Dinosaur Barbecue, which is new to town, they're going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got like 12 barbecue vendors, country music, and beer. And they're bringing, looks like they're bringing 14 breweries. Everybody from 18th Street to Moody Tongue to Goose Island, to Local Option, to Pipeworks. They're all going to be there.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be a fun time. Yeah, and this is a little bit different. The other event is like a suggested donation. This one is a straight-up ticketed event. Tickets run from $40 to $145.
So it's almost like a rib fest. Like this past weekend was Naperville Rib Fest, so this is kind of like a Chicago Rib Fest kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a Chicago's version of that.
Okay.
It'll start at 2 p.m. on Friday and run all the way to Sunday. All
right. But with better beer, I think.
Yeah, this beer list looks great.
Then the Naperville one, because that's not even something they usually bring up. So.
Yeah, Local Option and Pipeworks. I'm excited about those. That's a good time.
I think I love these kind of food festivals like that because you get to try maybe all these places. Like if you haven't been to Smoke in years or Dinosaur Barbecue, I've never been to. Or, it's like, oh, I should go to these places. And if you can sample them in like a location like that, it's kind of like, all right, I got to try them. And now I kind of know who do I want to make sure I hit back up.
It's so true. And then, to your point, the Taste of Chicago is running this weekend, right? And one thing I notice when I go to an event like, the Lincoln Square event, it's like there's a level of care that's like visibly higher than there is at like the Taste of Chicago. Because like I'll go to the Taste, right? And it's like the Taste is like right downtown Chicago. Like no one really actually lives there, right? So you're walking through and the vendors have kind of like mailed it in. They're serving you stuff that might not be warm or might not be cold. There's trash everywhere. There's goddamn tourist everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you go to an event like Lincoln Square, and it's like it's really well curated in comparison to like what used to be a really good event, in my opinion. The Taste of Chicago.
I agree. I think it's kind of fallen apart. And I think if Chicago could, I guess, rein it back in.
Yeah.
Get the better restaurants to come out. There are, the classics that you want to have at something like the Taste of Chicago.
Yeah.
And then step it up with the beer, don't let AB or Miller Coors run the show. Yep. Like, it's a Taste of Chicago. Like, invite those craft breweries in. Like, invite the bands. Invite those, smaller but very popular restaurants.
Yeah. I'm at a point where I agree 100%. I think the Taste of Chicago could take notes from some of these smaller neighborhood events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, take a few cues and apply them to the Taste of Chicago, for sure.
Nice. Also happening this weekend is Tour de Fat, right?
Yeah, Tour de Fat is in Palmer Square, up in Logan Square.
Now I'm confused. I feel like I mentioned, 2 weeks ago that this event was happening.
Yeah, there was a similar event where it was a film festival from New Belgium. And New Belgium brought a host of beers, like 20 beers.
Okay.
And they were showing like a string of films all made by like New Belgium fans. And they weren't even, I don't even know if they were beer related. They were just...
But they were still riding their stupid bikes.
Yeah, they were riding their stupid bikes. And, it was a fundraiser for
So what's different about this one than this that one? They're still stupid giant wheel, tiny wheel bikes. And
what stupid bike event is this, man? So Tour de Fat is entering its 16th season. And every year they raise, a ton of money for like a local bike shop, right? It's a costumed bicycle parade. Right. So what it does is it's eclectic entertainment where there's like vaudeville acts, there's like a dance contest, there's like a variety tent, there's like a mobile stage, there's it's like a celebration of people who want you to swap your car for a bike.
Okay.
Right. And then it kind of inspires like bike culture, right? It's like an inspirational event that promotes bike culture. That's actually what I meant to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a slight tweak. Very similar event. But a little bit different.
Less movies, more biking.
Yeah, more biking and more of like just an over-the-top kind of parade.
Okay. Is that Saturday and Sunday?
That's just going to be Saturday. Saturday the 11th, 11 a.m. start. It'll run 11 to 5 in Logan Square at Palmer Square Park.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's all I had on my list of events this weekend. Did you have anything else?
I got two more events on Tuesday. We record on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So this will be next Tuesday, the 14th. There's a night on the patio with Ballast Point. This is at Denoche.
Okay. Where at? Where's Denoche?
I always look for Brad to jump in and tell me like if I'm saying it right.
I don't know that place.
It's in Logan. It's right on 2600 North.
Man, everything's happening in Logan.
Yeah, right. This is happening part of town. This is from 7 to 10 on Tuesday, the 14th of July.
Okay.
This is an event with Don Julio and Ballast Point. So basically, it's a $50 five-course dinner at Denosh, Chicago. Now, this kind of confused me a little bit because I know that Ballast Point also has a distillery. You know, Ballast Point is the San Diego brewery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've also got a distillery, but instead of showcasing their beer and their spirits, they're partnering with Don Julio for some reason.
You know, maybe Don Julio wanted to get in on that. Like, oh, you know, we don't have to ship anything out. We'll just take Don Julio here.
Yeah, so they got 5 courses. All-inclusive cocktail dinner, they're calling it. Yeah, up in Logan. And then one more event on Tuesday. At least I thought there was one more event on Tuesday.
No. You wrote it down, but then don't know what it is.
But then by the end of this growler, I totally forgot what it was.
Too much honey. All right. Well, that's fine. You know, that's a pretty solid list of events happening this week.
Yeah.
Much better than last week. I think you have a lot of options to make it to, a lot of places to check out. I think there's some other neighborhood festivals going on. I think there's like the Westtown Fest going on. There's like Derek Carter DJing, spinning up there. Probably a couple other neighborhood festivals as well. So if you check your community calendar. I don't know how everyone finds out about their events happening in their neighborhood.
You know, in your community. Just check it out.
Yeah, yeah. But we always try to end the show with some beer news, right?
For sure.
What do we got on breaking news, you know?
Breaking news. Hot off.
Right out of the fermenter.
All right, so BrewDog. We talked about BrewDog in Columbus.
Yeah.
Ohio, they released some details about what they're going to do there. They want to have 125 jobs. We talked about 100,000 square feet, right? They're going to have an 85-barrel system in year one.
Oh, okay.
And what they want to do is increase annually. So it sounds like they're just going to add fermenters every year. Their goal is to increase it up to 852,000 barrels a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like over the first, 5 years.
I think Ohio's doing some very nice incentives for people who want to open up breweries there, because I think there's some rumors of Cigar City opening there as well.
That would be cool.
Maybe not at Columbus, but
yeah, just like somewhere like in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're one of the last regional breweries that's really awesome that doesn't have a reach really outside of like their surrounding states.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, that area. Yeah. So we talked about this a little bit. Hardboiled Coffee, which is a coffee roaster on the south side.
Okay.
Which I've never heard of. I drink coffee every day.
Yeah, never heard of your coffee.
Yeah. So they're done with their own brick and mortar location. They're moving inside of Horse Thief Hollow, which is a brewery in Beverly area as well. Right on Western, like around like 105th and Western.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that just to sort of save money and maybe do some collaboration stuff?
Yeah, it sounds like what he wants to do is just, you know, kind of capitalize on that synergy of like, you know, craft beer and craft beer drinkers probably wanting a really good cup of coffee, you know, during the daytime.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of capitalizing on that, it sounds like. So he's moving inside of a brewery. As far as I know, it's the first brew house that's moving inside of a brewery. So So there's that. Stone out in Escondido, California, they're having a Ruination event where they're tapping 3 different versions of Ruination at the Bar on Buena. So they're calling the event Get Ruined, right?
Okay.
So there's a the double dry hop version. There's also the oak aged version.
Okay.
And then there's Stone Ruin 10, which is their like their 10th anniversary version that they made for the 10th anniversary of Stone Ruination. But then they also just reproduce it every year, kind of like as an annual celebration of the beer.
Okay.
Yeah, so 3 different versions of Stone Ruination. And then finally,
I haven't had Stone beer in a while.
It's been a long time. I mean, I remember the last beer I had was probably one of the Enjoy Buys, which right. I thought was just really brilliant, you know? Like, drink this beer by this date.
That's a super smart marketing thing.
Yeah.
And it did get people kind of excited that maybe my area is going to get this date of one.
Yeah, because it was like a nationwide thing, and you had to vote, and whatever town won, then they got the allotment of Enjoy By.
Yeah.
You know, which was usually like a double IPA. That's their thing.
Yeah.
That's their wheelhouse right there. And then last bit of news, Chicago Festivale 2015 has a new location.
All right. So, where's it going to be at?
It was at the Carmichael Steakhouse for the last 3 or 4 years. Now it's going to move to Downtown, Block 37.
Okay.
Yeah, which is right at State and Randolph. So they call it Block 37 because for a long time, literally the entire block sat vacant. Like there were no buildings, there were no tenants. It was just an empty piece of land right downtown.
Weird. Okay.
So they call it Block 37. Now there's like a you know, there's a multiple vendors and the building shoots up like 12 stories.
Oh, cool.
Festival's going to be there now instead of in the West Loop.
Okay.
Yeah. Tickets went on sale July 6th. So tickets are on sale now. The event is on Friday, September 18th.
Mm-hmm. So tickets are $65 or $100 for VIP. VIP usually gets you in an hour early.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice because you do get to wander around and just kind of like get a lay of the land before everyone shows up and kind of maybe try some of that food that might go quickly.
Yeah, you almost get the entire place to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is nice. And that's one of the events where I think that's the first event we covered on like the very first ep of this show.
I think so, yeah. It's fun. Last year I won the Tower of Beer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I might have to go again because like...
You're running low on that tower.
Yeah, we've drank that tower. There might still be like a few bombers left that, you know, just a little harder to consume, but everything else is gone, so I need to replenish my stock.
For sure.
So I'll probably pick up tickets, and it all goes to a good cause, so that's always...
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for cystic fibrosis.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked in the beginning of the show, like, drinking for a purpose. You know, we get together and do the podcast, and we come together to provide this information and give it all to you. And then Festival is another reason to be like, hey, I go to this event. You know, it all goes to a great cause, and... You know, I get to celebrate what I like and give back a little bit with just drinking.
It's absolutely right, man. Like, it's drinking, and it's all, like, you know, focus-driven. You know, it's for a certain cause, whether it's, whether it's Tour de Fat, giving back to, like, you know, local bike shops or Square Roots, you know, raising money for the arts or for Festival for cystic fibrosis. Right. Or for us, just, you know, this is our civic duty.
Yeah.
You know, beer, making and drinking craft beer is all about giving back to the area that you serve.
Uh-huh. And supporting local.
Yeah.
Drink local.
That's drink local, for sure.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a pretty solid week. A lot of news to catch up on. I think I'll have to dig more into that Cigar City story. Maybe we'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah.
But Nick, how can people find you, get in touch, you know, take pictures of you on your stupid bike of your giant wheel, little wheel.
I am not taking my shirt off in these pictures, by the way. It's on Nicosio. It's on Twitter at Nicosio.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter on my stupid bikes. Of like, maybe I'll ride one of those double decker bikes at Tour de Fat.
Dude, with the really big wheel? Oh, man.
No, that's like the old school. I want the one that you have to climb, you have to like get moving and like climb up and then, yeah, super dangerous. But the old timey ones with the big wheel, I think it'd be fun just to try one time. You know, get a picture at least. You can see those pictures. I'm on Twitter at BRAD. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. I'm trying to share events that maybe we don't talk about on here, or just making sure everyone sees the events we do talk about, letting you get links to their Facebook events and stuff like that there. So check that out. Like us up. And Nick and I are always sharing photos of different things we're drinking, if it's at Grateful Dead, if it's at Margaritas on the Beach. You never know what's going to be on Chicago Beer Pass's Facebook page. And our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. Subscribe. Gets more people interested in the show. More
True.
People finding out about the show. More people drinking Chicago beer.
No doubt.
And yeah, that'll do it for episode 85. Coming close to 100.
I love it.
Cheers.
Cheers.